This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the May 17, 2013 podcast from Journal of Neurosurgery Spine. My name is Natalie Pinchem, and I'll be reading synopses of some of the articles published today. Topics covered in this week's podcast are oncology and trauma. Challenges in the surgical management of spine trauma in the morbidly obese patient, a case series. A clinical article by Hannah Rosenfeld and colleagues. The worldwide prevalence of obesity almost doubled from 1980 to 2008. And is now reaching pandemic proportions. The treatment of morbidly obese patients with spine trauma presents unique challenges to spine surgeons and trauma staff. In this paper, the authors present a series of 6 patients to highlight limitations in surgical management and to illustrate practical solutions. All patients were involved in high-speed motor vehicle accidents and had multi-system injuries. All weighed in excess of 120 kilograms, with a body mass index of 40 or more, and a body mass index range of 47.8 to 67.1. The best medical and surgical care may be compromised and outcome adversely affected in morbidly obese patients with spine trauma. The study found that the time taken to perform all aspects of care is usually extended, often by many hours. Customized orthotics may be required. Imaging is often compromised, and the patients may not fit into imaging machines. Closed reduction, when indicated, should be attempted to avoid surgery. Surgical challenges include patient positioning, surgical access, confirmation of the anatomical level, and adequate instrument length. Postoperative nursing care, wound healing, and prophylaxis of venous thromboembolism are also significant issues. Treatment pathways and hospital guidelines should be developed to optimize the management of morbidly obese patients, but innovative solutions may be required for individual cases. Treatment of intramedullary tumors, analysis of surgical morbidity and long-term results. A clinical article by George Claycamp. Intramedullary tumors are challenging lesions to treat. For decades, every publication emphasized the benefit of an early intervention before significant deficits appear. However, as intramedullary tumors are rare, not many neurosurgeons are in a position to gain wide experience in their treatment. In the literature, most studies analyze small patient numbers and concentrate on rates for complete tumor resections. Few data exist regarding morbidity rates or long-term effects of surgical therapy. This study presents the results of 250 intramedullary tumors in 246 patients treated between 1980 and 2012. Resection results and morbidity figures were analyzed comparing different histologies as well as the different time periods the operations took place, and also the levels of experience of the surgeons involved. Permanent morbidity was lowest after gross total resection. Resection results and morbidity figures were clearly related to surgical experience, calling for referral of these patients to centers with expertise in the treatment of these tumors. In the long term, tumor recurrence rates for ependymomas and benign astrocytomas correlated significantly with the amount of resection. Long-term morbidity was seen in 3.7% of procedures in the form of postoperative myelopathy related to cord tethering at the level of surgery, and in 21.9% of procedures, in the form of neuropathic pain syndromes, which were most common in tumours with an associated syringomyelia. Thank you for listening. Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group podcasts are contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes to access all our podcasts and videos, all updated continuously. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook. To read articles published this week in any of our journals, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org.